Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and it will be a great day, and everybody out there can be part of making it a great day. If, in fact, some of these worried voices in the media and also in our political power structure are proven totally wrong when they predict some kind of violent, convulsive reaction, an explosion of horror and resentment and reaction to the verdict on the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Look, everybody knows by now that a young Mr. Rittenhouse, he's 18 years old, has been found not guilty on all of the five remaining counts against him. And there's a great deal of indignation about that. But will that lead to violence? There appears to be concern on the part of the White House. Part of President Biden's statement says, while the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included. He's angry and concerned. What is the basis for feeling angry and concerned? I don't fully understand it. We must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. I ran on a promise to bring Americans together because I believe that what unites us is far greater than what divides us. I know that we're not going to heal our country's wounds overnight, but I remain steadfast in my commitment to do everything in my power to ensure that every American is treated equally with fairness and dignity under the law. I urge everyone to express their views peacefully, consistent with the rule of law. Again, that the President of the United States makes a special point of doing that because of a verdict of not guilty. Violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. Amen. The White House and federal authorities have been in contact with Governor Evers' office in Wisconsin to prepare for any outcome in this case, and I have spoken with the governor this afternoon and offered support and any assistance needed to ensure public safety. I have a question here, and honestly, please, 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 whatever side you're on, open your mind to this question. Just open your mind for it. Think about it for a moment. And try to imagine a what-if game. Imagine a situation where the verdict had not been not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. What if he'd been guilty of all charges and then condemned to spend the rest of his life in prison? I'm not asking you whether that's the right verdict or the wrong verdict, but let's say that had been the verdict. Do you believe that the President of the United States and leaders in the media and people across the country would then have expected that people on the right would riot in the streets and would try to burn down buildings and close businesses and loot stores and attack police officers? Would there have been so much indignation from conservatives, from people on the right who had made Kyle Rittenhouse into a hero he didn't deserve to be, but if they had been so angered by his guilty verdict that they would have rioted and people would have had to stay home because they couldn't go out on a Friday night. One of the more thoughtful people I know, rock star Greg Tomlin, my associate producer, Greg actually made a point. Gee, it's too bad. I wish the jury could have waited till after the weekend. Because, of course, on the weekend, people are more likely to riot. Okay, would conservatives have been more likely to riot? Now, again, you can't say that people on the right never riot. We had some a fair amount of violence on January 6th. And that was it was not a false flag operation. That was a bunch of people who identified on the right. So, really though, in terms of this particular case, do you think the irrationality and the passion is evenly distributed? Or maybe it's a different issue. It's an issue whereby people react differently, just constitutionally, even if they perceive something as unjust. The question would be, can anyone justify, and I'd be glad to take a call on this, 1-800-955-1776, can anyone say it would be justified for people to react with mass demonstrations and civil disobedience and staying out late on Friday night and Saturday night and burning things down, that would be a logical or useful reaction in any way? 1-800-955-1776. It seems to me a relevant question. There's also a real question about Kevin McCarthy's speech. He spoke last night, in the middle of the night, for 8.5 hours on the House floor, warning about the Democrats' massive spending bill, which is now past the House, and without a single Republican vote, and now goes on to see whether its fate is going to be determined by Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema as expected. They would need every single Democrat and plus Kamala Harris's vote to get it through the Senate. We're talking about trillions of dollars. Here is the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, toward the beginning of his massive and somewhat meandering speech. This is clip 5.
That CBO report said a growing debt burden could increase the risk of a fiscal crisis and higher inflation, as well as undermining confidence in the U.S. dollar, making it more costly to finance public and private activity in the international markets. I'll guarantee you this, Madam Speaker. The dollar won't be the world currency then. The CBO report, it reported that with a growing debt and the rising interest rates, the net spending for interest more than triples the relative size of the economy over the last 2 decades of the projection period, accounting for most of the growth in total deficits. I guess you're going to have to hire more IRS agents. A New York Times article reported that the CBO warned that such high debt levels will lift borrowing costs, slow economic output, and raise the risk of a financial crisis. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a fiscal watchdog group, warned after a preliminary forecast was released last month that the nation's long-term outlet was an air raid siren that can be heard for miles.
Okay, that's all if the Democrats proceed with their Build Back Broke bill. I prefer to add a couple of B's and talk about their budget-busting Build Back Better bill. Okay, really? Really? These are good points, but it isn't, didn't endear himself to be speaking for 8.5 hours. We'll go to your calls and more on Speaker McCarthy's long harangue. Future Speaker McCarthy's long harangue. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
You're out of your mind. Are you insane?
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Michael Medved show, speech by Kevin McCarthy, it was actually trying to make some important points before the House went forward to pass the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. And, I mean, maybe he was also thinking, gee, maybe I have a room to get some attention before the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. But, The way it was written about in Business Insider, which is not a left-wing publication at all, says, airing a series of grievances with his Democratic colleagues, the GOP congressman from California bounced around topics ranging from the military withdrawal from Afghanistan, Vice President Kamala Harris's laugh, supersonic weapons, Elon Musk, Abraham Lincoln, and the best portraits hung in his office. The California Republican took advantage of a procedural privilege which gives party leaders unlimited time to speak, known as the magic minute. McCarthy's gambit resembled the Senate filibuster, though the House doesn't actually have a provision for filibusters. Democrats loudly jeered him as he switched topics to the censure of Representative Paul Gosar, among others, including defunding the police. A group of about a dozen House Democrats soon filed out of the chamber, led by the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Joyce Beatty. We had enough at that point. She said, I organized the group to just leave at one of his ridiculous moments. Joaquin Castro, representative Democrat, of course, from Texas, described McCarthy's remarks as unhinged. And there was not great Democratic approval. In fact, there was Representative Don Beyer tweeted, Kevin McCarthy's speech is now longer than the entirety of the Beatles' landmark 1965 album, Help. And then later he had tweeted, Kevin McCarthy's speech is now longer than the entirety of Pink Floyd's 1973 classic, Dark Side of the Moon. Let us go to, we'd be glad to take it, that we came in from Spokane about January 6th. And again, we will be hearing more and more and more about January 6th because that select committee is going to be continuing with its work and there will be more controversy about that occurrence. But there was apparently another caller who asked a question, which a number of people have asked, is how would things have been different if, and how would people have reacted differently if Kyle Rittenhouse had been black? And again, this obsession with race on everything and trying to make this a racial issue, I do not believe there is the slightest bit of evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse would have been treated more harshly if he had been black. I think there's considerable evidence that he would have been treated with even more solicitude and care if he had been. Think about the violent riots and the looting that went on across the country, and not just in Kenosha. In other words, they now know who some of the people who were engaged in assault were. For instance, Jump Kick Man has been identified. They know who he is. Did he get indicted? Did he get charged? He happened to be black. The people who were killed in the interchange with Kyle Rittenhouse were white. And the idea that somehow he would have been convicted by the jury or they would have given him heavier charges than they did, they are already under criticism, the prosecution, for potentially overcharging him. But this conversation will continue. And I hope peacefully and maybe even productively. Conclusion of Kevin McCarthy's speech on the House floor at the end of 8 hours, and I know we can't report to you on all of it. Conclusion of his speech sounded like this. This is clip three.
Showed that no matter the time, the day, or the circumstances, House Republicans will always fight for you, fight for your family, and fight for our country. With that, Madam Speaker, I yield back.
You can see not overwhelming applause, though some from the Republican side. Remarkable performance. Kevin McCarthy also speculated on the results in 2022. If Republicans win, clip 7.
The one thing we will do, we will tackle inflation, we'll make America energy independent again, and we will make sure parents have a say in their kids' education, and we will secure the border.
Look, it's tough to say that Congress can secure the border. They would actually have to get some presidential buy-in on that, and with Joe Biden as president, well, good luck with that one. The idea that the Republicans will win in 2022, there is more and more indication about it. The polling looks worse and worse for the Biden administration. Americans do seem to want a different direction. But would that actually deal with what is perceived to be a problem, which is the problem being living in the rumpus room in your parents' home, sometimes grandparents' home? 43% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 are living at home, living with parents or grandparents. And that is considered to be a very big part of some of the economic difficulties that people are encountering. Why and how would that be? We will get to that with the entire question of making fun of young people who are living at home. We also have a new movie, big new movie, with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, and a great new movie with Will Smith, coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is releasing a statement after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. The president saying, while the verdict in Kenosha may leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. Biden adding, violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. Those comments come after then-candidate Biden in September of 2020 called Rittenhouse, without any proof, a white supremacist. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has voted in favor of recommending expansion of COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all adults.
We are 11 yeses and 0 noes, and vote number 1 passes.
The advisors also recommending that people age 50 and above should get COVID-19 booster doses. which is welcome news for many Americans as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming into the weekend, who knows, maybe you have a little time and you'd like to dig deeper into our history, including preparing more substantively for the history of Thanksgiving that we're going to be celebrating less than a week from now. So why not become a MedHead Plus member, where you have free access anytime you want it, not only to this radio show, which is on every day, but to all of our history programming that we've created over the years. It's all available at no charge to you when you become a MedHead Plus member for the grand price of, total price, of 22 cents a day. It's a great bargain. You can find out about it and enjoy a reduced price between now and the end of the year. Make the most of it at michaelmedved.com, click on the banner, or go and find out everything we have on offer at our history store at medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, a part of the twists in history recently have shown a remarkable development in terms of the percentage of people who continue to leave at home. There's a piece in Bloomberg that begins, America does a lot of cruel things to its citizens, and one of the cruelest is to make a huge joke out of grown people living with their parents and then make housing too expensive for many grown people to afford. Like, judging purely by levels of cultural mockery, what percentage of young adults do you think still live in the rumpus rooms and yell for Ma to bring some extra meatloaf? 1%? 10%? 25%? Wrong, wrong, and wrong. And yes, those other numbers, 1, 10, and 25%, were arbitrarily picked. But the correct answer is 43%. That's right, 43% of people living between the age of 18 and 29 are still living at home. During the pandemic, that number spiked to nearly half of all Americans aged 18 to 29. Now, the reason that I believe this is somewhat misleading is because you hear it, 18 to 29. For a lot of people, 18, you're not necessarily going to college away from home. You might be going to college at home. You may be going to community college. You may have not started a regular job. One of the things that has happened here is it's not just the price of homes, which are pricey indeed, because if that were the main factor, and there were fewer and fewer young people out to buy starter homes, eventually the price of homes would drop. It's the way the market works. If there is less demand for something, if there is less demand for homes, what needs to happen, of course, is more homes being built. And the most important way to deal with that, and frankly, it's an issue Republicans should take up, is clearing away some of the building regulations and bureaucracy and the red tape and the complications that add greatly to the price of homes, not only by adding greatly to the cost of construction, but by actually decreasing supply when there's been nothing to decrease demand. So this could end up being, I mean, look, the real factor, it seems to me, with people, more people leaving at home, has to do with fewer people getting married or delaying marriage. And there, the difference is very dramatic. It used to be that the median age for women to get married was 21, and now it's closer to 30. I don't know exactly where it is at the moment. But that's really the difference, is that it makes some economic sense. It even makes some emotional sense. Rather than living alone somewhere or with some roommate who you hate, because it's more difficult to afford apartments, certainly, with the rents having gone up so much. And the pandemic brought this home to many people. If you're going to be spending all of your time at home, it's not unnatural to prefer a home that somebody else is living in and sharing with you, with someone you might be able to stand and like and get some benefit from their company. The Bloomberg piece says this trend may be driven somewhat by the stretched out childhoods we all love to mock, but mostly it's economic. For some weird reason, people keep not venturing out and forming new households in an age when America's shared prosperity is repeatedly throat punched by crises and inequality. And look, I don't think they're making the point that people are staying home primarily, not forming new households primarily because they can't afford to do so, which is a typical, it seems to me, liberal point of view, when actually it's a deeper cause of basically not entering adulthood in any terms, in terms of your earning or your place in the world or the seriousness of your dating life. That, of course, has an impact as well. Meanwhile, is it so terrible? I mean, is it by definition horrible that people are spending a longer period of time at home? And by the way, we tend to look back very nostalgically at a time of lower divorce, and that, of course, divorce has not gone skyrocketing up since 1980. Divorce actually reached a peak in 1980, but that's actually because fewer people are getting married. And the idea that family life was more stable and more, quote, traditional will be when people were living in extended families. Extended families get far less attention than they deserve. Very often when people talk about the decline in the American family, they're talking about the decline of the so-called nuclear family, one mom, one dad, two children, that kind of thing. The truth of the matter is it was very normal in years past, to have intergenerational families, to have an uncle living at home. When I was growing up, our uncle Moish, who was important to all four of the Medved boys, he lived with us. He was retired. He had come out to California from Philadelphia, and it was a part of our family. And I think some kind of attention and respect to the idea of an extended family and not simply a nuclear family is worth bringing back and worth considering. There are a bunch of new movies that are coming out this week, and one of them generating some significant Oscar buzz is from Will Smith, and it tells a sports story, and in fact one of the most unique sports story about the greatest sister act in the history of American sports. That, of course, is Venus and Serena Williams. Film stars Will Smith as their hard-driving father. And yes, he is getting his Oscar attention. There's also yet another Ghostbusters film. But this one actually brings back onto screen some of the original surviving Ghostbusters. And it's directed by Jason Reitman, who's a fine director and the son of the original director of the Ghostbusters franchise. But is it worth sitting through the film in theaters? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Hollywood hates him.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug!
Michael Medved.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And how wonderful we are coming into Thanksgiving week. It's always great to give thanks. In fact, there's a fascinating new study about the value of saying grace, and I think people should prepare for that coming into Thanksgiving week, and can't wait. But there are a bunch of new movies that come out this time of year, always near the end of the year because of award consideration. Films tend to get better in starting in October and then particularly in November and December. So, what's the latest from Hollyweird? Okay, there's a big new movie that features Will Smith, who has shown before that he can be a remarkable actor. And this certainly would count as one of the great performances of his entire career. He plays a real person, a guy named Richard Williams. Now, you may not have heard of him. He is the star, the main character of the film King Richard. And what is he a king of? He's a king of a struggling household in Compton. They have 5 daughters. Now, all of those daughters ended up being valedictorians. And the older 3 helped coach along with the Will Smith character, Richard Williams, to coach 2 youngest sisters who became the 2 most famous sports sisters in the world. Their names were Venus and Serena. That's right, tennis stars and immortals, featured in King Richard. Listen.
Venus and Serena, Corina, shake up this world.
I think you might just have the next Michael Jordan.
Oh, no, brother man. I got me the next 2.
This is their life. You gotta let them decide.
Venus Williams, what you want?
Let's show all those people that I can handle what's coming.
And the younger stars playing the Williams sisters at various times of their growing up are all outstanding. And Will Smith is just wonderful. The hesitation that I have about this film is it's 2.5 hours long. And you know what's going to happen. I mean, is it a shock that Venus and Serena succeeded? But it's fun watching them succeed. And it's fun seeing a model family with a father who is, one might even argue, too involved with his daughter's development. But this was all according to a plan, and that plan is enacted in a believable and compelling way to watch. Despite the fact that some people who are not huge tennis fans may be a little bit weary of all of the footage showing extended tennis confrontations,
2.5 stars for the highly watchable and very well acted King Richard. It is rated PG-13. And yeah, like the two daughters, it's a winner. Less so is Ghostbusters, and it's Ghostbusters Afterlife. And you say, haven't we seen this film before? Because there have been a bunch of sequels or attempts at sequels to the Ghostbuster original, which came out in 1984. But in this one, it actually involves, you find out that the main family, which is a single mother, there's no reference at all to a husband or whether there ever was a husband, a single mother with two teenage kids who find out that grandpa has died, leaving them control of his creepy, spooky, could it be haunted house out in a small town in Oklahoma. And they go there and they find, well, they find all kinds of mysteries involving Sumerian deities and more. This is Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I found this in my living room.
Oh, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s? It's like The Walking Dead.
Your dad never mentioned this to you?
It's just my mom. My grandfather died. My mom says we're just here to pick through the rubble of life.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Okay, they are the grandchildren of one of the original Ghostbusters, the one played by the late Harold Ramis. In any event, this film is a complete bust. The special effects, I guess, are okay, but the idea of finding all these magical, mystical machines that don't really have to do with anything except a plan that's going to ultimately blow up the world and give control to a Sumerian deity and her allied creatures. There is a there are a few grace notes. Paul Rudd plays somebody in the small town and becomes involved with Carrie Coon, who plays the mother. And there's a wonderful young actress named McKenna Grace, who does a fine job as the younger child in the family. But you wait and you wait and you wait, and then you eventually get glimpses of Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson from the more original Ghostbusters crew. But there's almost no bit of fun. There's very little that is enjoyable here, and the special effects are not particularly scary. And by the way, the only thing that's scary is the volume at which this was broadcast, was projected, and it's ear-splitting. And basically all kinds of signs of mountains erupting and creatures growling at each other. And 2 stars. And yeah, it's kind of fun to think about this being directed by Jason Reitman, who directed Up in the Air and Juno, and is actually a very fine director and capable of much better work than this. He, his father, the original Ghostbusters director, is producer this time, and he's produced a fairly substantial dud. Also rated PG-13 for a few moments that are at least intended to be scary. The other big movie that is out this weekend is on Netflix, and it's actually got a huge cast and very expensive cast. Movie reputedly cost some $200 million with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, all together. They play a cluster of art thieves, Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot, who are trying to duel with one another to see who is going to be the most prominent, successful art theft expert in the world. Dwayne Johnson plays an FBI agent who's trying to catch them. They go around the world in various exploits in Cairo and in Bali and in Rome. And there is an Italian Interpol detective played by an Indian actress who is trying to apprehend them all. Now, is any of this make any sense particularly? No, not really. Is any of it based on the real world as we know it? No, not really. But it features stars who are just compulsively watchable on screen. And particularly Ryan Reynolds and Dwayne Johnson play off each other fairly effectively. It's an amusing film. Some of the chase scenes are extremely impressive, actually, especially an escape from a Russian prison. Don't ask. Again, not literature, not high art, but certainly an entertaining film, rated PG-13, and it is playing now on Netflix. 2.5 stars for the new movie, Red Notice. The title, Red Notice. Okay, you're on notice for Monday. There's an education reformer who says that the big problem with education around the world is that we always stick kids together with other kids their own age, regardless of the fact that very often they are profoundly different levels. There's also a question, should we put kids together with kids of different ages? We'll talk about that. And there's also a mystery about why Africa has been able to avoid COVID disaster. And speaking of COVID, a big new study that shows that wearing masks cuts COVID risks in half. Also, linguist and reformer John McWhorter, and more, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.